It's a great pleasure to be here, sometimes semi-annual. We are zeiche, I think, to be sometimes sukkahs, maybe, one other time. Baruch Hashem, we are in this great yomtif of Pesach, and everyone is enjoying the emuna of Chag HaPesach. Every bite of kezayis matzah that we eat is putting more and more emuna into our blood, into our veins. It's gewaldik yomtif that just fills us with emuna. And I heard that everybody was talking about it, and there was a whole discussion heard yesterday about Nishon Mivtoch LaTzadikim, different levels. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving chizuk to Klal Yisrael with emuna. And here we finish the great Chag HaEmuna, the Chag of emuna. We finish with Shvi Yisrael Pesach, with the Shir HaSayam. And the interesting thing is that this year we have a very special gift. And the gift is that the Shvi Yisrael Pesach with Shir HaSayam coincides with the Shira of Shabbos Kodesh. It turns out to be a Shvi Yisrael Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos. Ah, it's Moiridik. But what's so Moiridik about it? And the idea, of course, is when I thought that this is the situation that we have, so I found some topic that we could talk about this inyan of the connection between the Shira Sayam and the Shira Sashabbos. And it's not a joke. It's not Samavort. It's Mamish Hainuhach. It's exactly the same. And it has a tremendous message in the Shira Sashabbos, which we're going to say continues with Shira Sayam. What do we know about Shira Sayam? About Shira Sayam, we know that Klal Yisrael come to such a great recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam that they burst out in a shira, in a shevach vehoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all His good and for the fact that He took nekama for us, like Anoitim es nikmoseinu, and the fact that He did such a good thing for us and made us such great nisim and took us over the yam, not just to be yoytzei, but in the most beautiful fashion possibly, in the most comfortable fashion possible. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael over the Yam Becharava. That's what we mentioned in one of the Dayenus. We say that we have also Shikat Tzareinu B'Soichoi, we have Koralonu Esayam, and we have Heviranu B'Soichoi Becharava. What would be if He was Koreya the Yam, and it would not pass us through the Yam? What would be the Tachlis of it? It says Becharava. He took us over the Yam, He passed us through the Yam, Becharava, in dry land. And if we know the Midrashim, it's not just that it was dry land, and it wasn't dirty so much, and it wasn't muddy, like by the Mitzrayim, what they had, the opposite. But Klal Yisrael had the most gishmak at time when they went over the Yam. They had even all those fruits that were growing on the side, and the children were enjoying the tiyul in the Yam. It was something really, really, really astounding. And if you look through the different nisim of the Yam Suf, you find it in the Yalkut Me'amloyes. It brings all of the different nisim that they were, all the special way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Yam Suf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in the most beautiful and gishmakste fashion that is possible to do. And this, we always say, is the connection to what Klal Yisrael burst out, not only in a shira, where they're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam and acknowledging all that the Ribbono Shel Olam is and does for Klal Yisrael and does for the world, but there was a special Kabbalah that Klal Yisrael accepted at the time of the Shira Sayam. And this we should also accept. And what was that? It was saying the words, Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu. This is my God, and I will beautify Him. That's the simple pshat. Miloshen Noi, beauty. And from here, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimelam and Beis learns out what we call the great Chiyuv, as the Meiri calls it. It's an Inyan, it's a Dover, Shel Chasidus, he calls it, but it's, some say it's a Chiyuv Mamish, and that is Hidur Mitzvah. And we learn it from this pasuk. Ze keli ve'anveyu. Esnoe lefanov ve'mitzvahs. I will be beautiful in front of him with doing his mitzvah. I will do his mitzvahs in a beautiful way. And it's interesting, like, what does it have to do with the story of the Yam Suf? But when you think about it, and this is what we always say, and that is that once you think of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do a Kriyas Yam Suf to Yotze Zayin, he wasn't just trying to be Yotze, he did it with the minimum that was needed in order that Klal Yisrael should be saved. He did it in such a beautiful way. He did it Amuhudur Dikin Yam Suf. Such a mehudur dike kriyas yam suf with all the nisim and all the beauty and all how it looked, and each one had his own path, and it was transparent between the walls, 12 walls, and everyone was seeing each other, and Klal Yisrael was passing by each shevet on his own, and there's so many beautiful messages in this. As we mentioned before, there was sweets growing there, and there was sweet peiros, and there were it was sweet water, mayim mitukim. It was unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael did it with such a love. This love is the love that Klal Yisrael burst out with a Kabbalah, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We are going to serve you with love. We are going to make you a beautiful mitzvah. When we're going to daven, when we learn, we're going to do it with a gishmak. It's going to be with a chius. We'll be living it. We'll do it the nicest way. We'll find a beautiful esrig. That's about sukkis. The whole idea of the esrigim, mitzvahs, chavivos aleihem. We're going to show chavivos a mitzvah. As the Gemara there talks about in Sukkah, that they spent so much money, and there was an auction on buying a certain esrig, until finally, I think Rabbi Gamliel bought it with 1,000 zuz. That's what the Orach Laner says about that Gemara there. That there was such a chavivas hamitzvahs. And so it is also on Pesach. It's all chavivas hamitzvahs. We don't all just eat the matzah. We eat the matzah l'te'ovah. And that is what it says over there in the Rashbam and Rashi, beginning of Avet Sochim, that we're eating the matzah l'te'ovah in Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. It should be achila mehuderes. Achila which is muhuder. And we don't only eat one kezayis. We eat more, and we have the Vilna Gaon. Of course, we're in the Graz Shul over here. And obviously the Graz Shul is the Graz. And the Graz is a famous piece that there he says that's brought down from the Graz, which is a Makor to Rishonim too. And that is that every kezayis matzah we eat on Pesach till we finally finish that last moment of Chag HaPesach, is every drop of it is a kiyum mitzvah of shivas yomim toichal matzois. Nachon, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a kiyum. And it's not a kiyum of chiyuv either. It's just a kiyum. But it's unbelievable. And the yesod is what matzah gives. That matzah is the food of emunah. That matzah is the food that, as we said, puts emunah into our blood. We live emunah. We eating emunah. We breathe emunah. This you have in every kezayis matzah. And we eat more and more. You know, actually Pesach is not so easy to be satisfied. So you're eating more kezayisim and more kezayisim. But let's think when we're eating what we're doing. We're putting in emunah. We're doing kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah of the grah. Shivas yomim teichal matzis. And it's, you could do everything with hidur, with the te'avain, with the gishmak, the same as the leil haseder dike mitzvah, which is a chiyuv, is done over there in a way of te'avain. That's how we also do the kezeisim that we eat. Should also be with a te'avain, to eat with a gishmak, and to sing shiris with the shvachas for the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Especially when we come to Shvish or Pesach, where Klal Yisrael is kula yishira, all sung. This is Klal Yisrael. This is Shira Sayam. And we're thanking Hashem, and we're praising Him for all the Gevaldik and Nisim and all the beauty that He did for us. And we're giving ourselves over to Him with love. This is Shvish or Pesach. That's the Shira Sayam. And the Shira Sayam encompasses the entire spectrum of the Bria. Till the final end. Till it comes to the point of Hashem Yimloich L'Olam. vayes, to which we are moisif always the psukim that are written legabe leosid lavoy the alu maishiim behar tzion lishpoit es har esa the hoysa lashem hamelucha yoimahu yie hashem echad shmoyach. So it's all about Klal Yisrael recognizing there's a God, recognizing that the God is being manhig the world, and not like the Oyvi Avodah Zarah said, he left this world to itself because it's not to his dignity to handle with such a low world. No! Rabbeinu Shel Olam was there in the mud of the Yamsuf. He was there making nisim for us. He was there making yesurim for the Mitzrayim to do them mida keneged mida. And he was there to think about how much every Jew suffered, and therefore, lefi that, he meted out a punishment to that and that mitzri that punished, that used to torture and torment this and this yid. And that's what Chazal say. Klal Yisrael saw that. They saw that tremendous hashgacha pratis. They saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them in every moment of tzara, not just generally, but he was there in everything. And this is the tremendous emuna that Klal Yisrael got filled with. The emuna of Hashgacha Pratis, which they were able to see in Kriyas Yamsuf. Ah, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then they burst out with a praise. They burst out with thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for everything. And then they're looking, how are we going to continue this? How are we going to continue bringing out the Gilui Kvod Shamayim in the world? And they're thinking already, as we mentioned, the first pshat in Zekei Livan Ve'u. But now we mention the other pshat, which is written in Unklis, Targum Unklis. Zekei Livan Ve'u, like Rashi brings the Targum Unklis. E'etzeloi Nevei. I will make for him a house. Anveyu, I will make for him a Nevei. Nevei is a home. Or I will be myself for him a home. Whichever way you'd like to say it. The Anveyo. That's what they accepted. We want this Gilui Kvod Shamayim to continue. We want it to go on. We want the world to continue recognizing the truth. And that's only when there's a Mokim where we can bring the Shechina down here on earth. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to dwell with us. Ve'osuli Mikdash Ve'shochanti B'soicham. Not only in the Mishkan itself, but b'soich kol echad ve'echad. In the midst of everyone, in his own heart, in the heart of Yeder Yid, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to rest. And all this, Klal Yisrael says, we are going to continue on this great Gilui Kvod Shamayim. We are going to be oimed in this Yoinos. Yes, we will. Until we finally come to that great day of Hashem Yimloich. This is the Shira of the Yam. And Rabbi Sai, if we think about what is Shiras HaShabbos, Shiras HaShabbos is exactly the same. Shiras HaShabbos is what Adam HaRishon, before the Chet, was able to say it. Some say it was after the Chet, depending when he said it. What did he do? He sang the song of the Shabbos. Shabbos itself sings the song. The Yoy Mashvi, Mishabeach Ve'oimer. And that's what Adam HaRishon was singing, the song of the Shabbos. Joining the Shabbos in Mizmor Shir, L'Yoy HaShabbos. And Shabbos is a song. And what do we sing about? We don't even mention Shabbos once in the entire kapitel. And everybody is wondering, why is that called the Shir of Yoy HaShabbos? What does that have to do with him? The Briskerov, a Velvel Zatzal, already had Megala given. He already revealed the secret. But many have understood this also before. And that is, the Shabbos sings about the culmination of creation. About the culmination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being manhig the world to its tachlis. That's what Shabbos. And in the bringing of the world to its tachlis. Toi lehoidosh Lashem. Oh, it's so great to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or Toiv L'Hoidosh L'Hashem, the Lashon of Vidui also, to do tshuva, to leave the mundane world, and bring ourselves more to a spiritual world. Toiv L'Hoidosh L'Hashem, to leave the world of Chet, and to come to the world of Schus. Or whatever pshat you want to say, we continue on and we talk about the entire Bria. We look at the beautiful creation of the Rabbeinu. Magodlu Masecha Hashem. Morabu Masecha Hashem. There's Goydul, there's Rabu. All the different parts become one greatness. Godlu becomes one picture. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of the creation and in every moment of the Hanhaga of the Rabbeinu. But many times it might not be so clear. But on Shabbos, a Yid rises to a level which is the idea of La'asid Lavoi. Where La'asid Lavoi, you could say, HaToyva Ameitiv, even on the hard time of today. You could say HaToyva Ameitiv on everything. You have that Bechina, that type of an Indian, every Shabbos. And Shabbos, when you come to this Emes, you burst out and you say, Oy Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yes, Magodlu Masecha Hashem, Morabu Masecha Hashem, but Me'oid Omku Machshavei Secha. Your Machshavis are so deep, we don't understand something. How could we understand what is going on now, these last 2 years, that we have no... Also began on the Shabbos of Torah. On that day of Shabbos, when we say, Me'oid Omku Machshavei Secha, we start seeing a little bit of it. After a while, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in a way, Bifroyach Reshoim Kimoy Esev, that they were growing like grass. No end to them. And there was some type of Lihishamdom. Oh, was there a Lihishamdom? As much as we could, a little bit. Both in the south, both in the north, both in the middle, all over. Lihishamdom. We're not finished with Lihishamdom Adei Ad. But we start seeing something. But the world is all one ma'od. It's very deep. The world is terribly deep. And we have to recognize the world is a deep world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a deep plan. And only He understands how to bring the world to Tachlis. And that's the shir of the Yom HaShabbos. Me'oid amku machshavei secha. Ish ba'al lo yeda. Uchsil lo yavin esois. And then we talk about the Rishayim. And we talk about the Tzadikim. And only afterwards we say, the Atom Moroim, the Oilam Hashem. Everything brings to Klei Shamayim. We take a look and we see all the terrible fire, the Esh HaTofet, that started on that Shabbos. How much Esh of Kedusha did it bring afterwards to the world? How many thousands and thousands of Yidden all over the world, worldwide, have been mispazik mikoyach Shabbos in Shabbos itself, and in all the different inyanim, tefillin, tzitzis, and who knows what else? The atom moroim le'olam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised Himself above. When we sing the song of the Shabbos, it's not only on what sounds like very good and skishmak to sing about. It's also about the Me'oid Amku Machshavei Secha, about the deep plan of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, His deep plans that we don't understand. Avdem Vink Menoichet. On that we sing also on the Shabbos Kodesh. Ish Bar Lo Yeda Uchsil Lo Yoven Esois. And then we start talking about that we know Hashem is planning one thing. Tzadik Atomo Yifroch Keheres Balvona In Yisge. And the tzaddik is not only the tzaddikim in this world. It's not only the rebbes in the world and the tzaddikim and sfardim, ashkenazim and all the different mashpim, ruchniim. And it can mean a lot of good yidden also tzaddik. But it can mean tzaddikoi shel olam also. Tzaddik atomo yifroch. The Rabbeinu Shlom is then growing the whole time. He's beginning the future. He's beginning the final tachlis of the bria. Ah, keheres balvona in yisge. And so on and so forth. And that's what we sing about in the Shir of the Shabbos Kodesh. And when you think about Shiras Hayam, it's also not just we're singing about the great part when the Mitzrayim were all churned in the Yam. No. We are singing also about the hard moments, the very, very dramatic moment of Omar Oyez Erdois Asig Achalek Shalol, when they were coming like that on motorcycle and tending them. Erdoi. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, okay, there's a hamshach too. Tivlei Mayoretz, yes. Nashachto Beruchacho Kisom Mayom. There's that also now.
But the song of Yam is a song on the whole Bria and understanding Yichud Hashem, that everything brings to a Tachlis. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's no such thing as bad in the world. Ein Davar Ra. And we sing it, and we understand it, and we believe in it. Emunos Chabaleilois. Here we are about to start the Ma'ariv. And in Ma'ariv we always say, it's dark outside, but Emunosois. Emes Ve'emuna. We believe in this truth. We believe it's going to bring to a beauty of a world of Netzach Netzachim, of a very beautiful, lit up Gishmata Welt. We have Memuna on that. And that Emunos Chabaleilois is also part of the Shir of Shabbos. It's the Emunos Chabaleilois. It's Froyach Rishoyim Kimo Yesev. That's the Shir of Shabbos. And this year, we put together the Shir of Shabbos with the Shir of Hayam. And we sing about Omar Oyez, Erdois, Asig, Achalek, Shalol, Timlo Eimoy Nafshi, Orik Harbi, Tarishemoy. It's one Shir of Mamish. And it began with Adam Arishan, who sang the beginning of the song, and it continued on with Klal Yisrael coming out of their darkness, seeing the Mitzrayim brought them to a purity, brought them to a way that they were able to be masig, they were able to reach such great heights, and without the Shibud Mitzrayim, they would never have been able to do that. Without that zikuch of chaymer of the materialism, they would never be where they are. And Klal Yisrael sees that. Klal Yisrael appreciates everything they went through. They thank Hashem not only on the matzah, al shein shenigalu, but they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the maror of vayimaru es chayeyem, because without the maror, there's no matzah. The matzah comes with the maror, and that being the message of the famous of Shlomo Kluger in Maisa Yedayotzer, who says a beautiful, beautiful thought, that Hillel had a beautiful minhag, a very interesting minhag Hillel had. And he would do Zeichel and Mikdash Kehillel, we mentioned this minhag. What he used to do in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he would be koyrish. He would wrap together. He make a sandwich of the Pesach, matzah, and maror. And he would eat. Says this Shlomo Kluger, isn't it something interesting? The only one that we found that did it, Hillel. Why Dr. Hillel did such a thing? It's interesting that he became that great man de Omar of the koyrish. And we mention it. And we do Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. We don't have a Hillel as a history. We have Hillel living with us in every Seder night. Hillel, why are we mentioning? Hillel had a tremendous message. And this is the message that says in Shlomo Kluger, and many say it also, that Hillel was one who lived this Nekuda of Kol Ma Ovid Rachmono L'Tav Ovid. That's Rebbe Akiva's great lesson in Gemara in Brachos. But the story goes with Hillel, that he was once walking by a city where his family lived, and he heard a kol tzevacha ba'ir. He heard a scream from the city, and he says right away to those that were around him, "Muvtechani, I am sure, she'ein ze mitoich beis. This is not from my house." So does the Gemara. The Gemara looks at the point that Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them. And Hillel, let's say, knew that it couldn't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring a tzara in his house. That's what the Pashat, simple, simple. But if Shlomo Kluger brings the Marsha, and the Marsha over there says, Amuyu the Kivart, because that not for Stam we tell this story in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying a big Yisoid. Hillel says one thing. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's for my family or not, but one thing I do know. If they had some type of tzara, they will not have a koil tzevacha. They will not scream out of yish. There won't be this type of cry that I could hear from outside of the city. That ends it, basically. Because in my home, I have been mechanech that here, kol ma da'ovid rachmana le'tav avid. Ba'mir shreit menisht. By me, they don't cry a cry of despair of Yeush. And muvtachani she'ein zer mitoich. I am sure and totally batuach that I don't know whatever happened. But one thing is clear. That, says of Shlomo Kluger, if that was Hillel, then you understand what Hillel would. He took a Pesach, which Pesach is the korban of the Geula. Pesach is eating like a melech. You're eating it with shliyesh. You're eating royalty. That's what looks in the chinuch, you'll see. It's all about Klal Yisrael being many b'nei melachim. Everybody's royal. Pesach, Gevaldik.
Matzah
is al shem shenigalu. It also has to do with Halach ma'an yod yachola, the son of Adam Mitzrayim, also in the time of the Shibud. Maror, no one's going to question that that's talking about all the great tzaras that you didn't go through. Meroyrim, Gefer Lechem. But Hillel, that Zelbe Hillel.
Zelbe Hillel, that same Hillel. What did he do?
Hillel, the one who said, Shemuftachani she'enzeh betoich mitoich beisi.
Hillel o yokoyrech, Pesach matzo maror. The oichlam beyachad. He would be able to be the one to darshan the psukim in a way that the Torah is telling us, don't look at the maror as a thing by itself. Put it together with the geula, with the matzah and the pesach, and understand that it's only through the zikuch of the maror, the purification of the maror, that you're able to get to the matzah and to the gevaldike malchus of pesach. Otherwise you would never have it. Thus is Hillel. And we stand in a time of Churban, and we want to remember that. Because we also have enough Moror. Who do we suffer Moror? As we mentioned already about all the Moror we were going through, oh, for the last 2 years. Ooh, Azam Moror.
But Moror Zu Shon Leichlim Al Shuma.
Yes, we don't know. Why? Why?
No one knows. Emunos Chabaleilois.
But when we stand in Churban, and we stand in the time of Churban, we start remembering this Hillel. Zeichel Mikdash ke Hillel. We remember what Hillel did, because that's what gives us the power that even in the Zagolus, we could also enjoy right after that a Shulchan Oirech. We could know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really being Shulchan Oirech, being Oirech, a beautiful Shulchan for us. And that's what we have to take in the aside of every story. We have to be koyrech pesach matzo moror. We have to be koyrech the matzo moror, the geula dike matzah with the golas dike moror. And remember what Hillel taught in his time. And take away the kol tzevacha. And bring us back to this emuna. And sing the song of Shabbos with the song of Shira Sayam. Sing on Omar Oyev Erdef Asik. Sing on Mishroyach Mishroyim Kimoyeses. But say that I'm a bar lo yeda, and I don't understand, but I know the Rabbi Yishlam is being oyrech shulchan, taroich lefonai shulchan, neged tzoyroi. Rabbi Yishai, this is the topic that Min HaShamayim, they brought us to Klal Yisrael, to this year, especially this year, to have the Shabbos together with Shira Sayam. To have that first Shira in the world, which is the Shira of the Shabbos, where other Marishans sang it, way before all the tzaras, together with the Shira Sayam, where Klal Yisrael take that first Shira and bring it to fruition. They bring it to life. They bring it to a matzev where we can relive it and we can go with it and we can build our lives with this Shira, the Shira of Mizmar Shir, L'Yoyim HaShabbos. And we can say, yes, yes, we can hold with everything and we can pray and hope that Hashem Yimloch le'olam voed, that we come to this melucha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when v'alu moishiyim v'har tzion, lishpoit es har esav, v'hoisol Hashem ha'melucha. But that's what gives us the koyach, to go through life, to go through all the situations we go through. We have to remember and take the koyach, be koyach that with us. Take it with you. Put it on your shoulders. Take Hillel with you. And this way, says the Hilchos Tfasemes, the more a Yid believes that everything is only L'toiva, the more a Yid understands that it's only Hester Panim, but it's V'anoichi Hester Aster. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam shines through. And the more a Yid dwells on this fact, the more he lives this emuna, that's what's going to be Mizgale through this Yid. And that's what we say in the Shema Yisrael. And with this we can conclude. It's one of the most interesting things that Kedusha, which we have, we never mention the Shema. But Shabbos Kodesh and Yom Tovim, we have an extra piece in Musaf. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's part of the Shiras HaShabbos. Why? Hashem, Zemidas HaRachmim, Elokeinu, Zemidas HaDin, and we say Hashem Echad. It's all. That's what we come to. That's the realization of a Yid in every Shabbos.
That's how the Yid sings on Shabbos. And that could maybe be also the remez of Miknas Ha'oretz, Zemiras Shamanu, where there we talk about Klal Yisrael having the extra wing that the Malachim don't have because they only have 6 wings. And Klal Yisrael can sing Miknas Ha'oretz, Zemiras Shamanu. So that's the Parshat Shad. You look at the Tosfos over there in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where he talks about this medrash of Miknas Ha'oretz, Zemiras Shamanu. But if you think about it, Miknas Ha'oretz is when Yidden are mispazer, the Arba Kanfos Ha'oretz. They're not in the Merkaz. They're not in the Merkaz of the Oretz. They're not in Eretz Yisrael like everybody here at the moment. But okay, we're sort of in Eretz Yisrael. But those that are in the Arba Kanfos Ha'oretz, from all the corners of earth, that's Klaus. That's the song of the Shabbos. Miknas Ha'oretz, Zemirais Shamanu. And the final words are Tzvi Vatzadik. So the Mefarshim say, this is the, probably going to conclude with this, the Tzvi Latzadik. It says in Chazal, each one of the Geulas have to do with a different letter from the Mansepach, from the letters that end the Aleph base. You have all the different ones, and it's each one has its own. The one that's going to be Lasid Lavoi is Temach, Tatzmiach is the Tzadi Tzadi. It's going to be the Ois Tzadik. That's what's going to be the Geula Lasid Lavoi. So the Velt says the Moyer de Kivort. The other Oisius for all the other Geulas. Miknas Ha'aretz. From the Mem, which was one of those Geulas. And the Chaf, and the Nun, and the Pei. Pei was Mitzrayim, Pokei Pokadisi. Miknas Ha'aretz, Zemiris Shamanu. We already could have sang, we sing already about. We already were redeemed from all those of a Tzvi. Tzvi is also a Lashon of yearning. A Lashon Tzvi v'chamid v'rogi. Tzvi is also Tzadik b'emunasa yichye. We have this emuna, and we are yearning la Tzadik. It's a joy. Zolshon zayin de geule of Tzadi and Tzadi. Es tzemach David avdecho v'heiro satzmiach. From a zoyche zayin, benissin igalu, benissin asidim ligoel. And we should be able to be zoyche to sing the final shira, the 10th shira of Lasid Lavoi, v'meiro v'yameinu. Amen. The thing you hear,